Warned against liberalism on Christian values. Energy expert backs fuel price hike, cites industry losses. And at least 70 queued in cup size of migrant boat. Good evening, with the main news, I am Christabel Kamono. A former Minister of National Guidance and Religious Affairs, Reverend Godfrida Somaili, has called on the government to demonstrate stronger political will in safeguarding Christian morals and values in the country. Speaking when she featured on Radio Christian Voice Chatback program in Lusaka today under the topic The Moral Fabric of the Nation, Reverend Somaili emphasized the need for closer collaboration between government and the church to ensure that Christian values are clearly promoted and protected. She expressed concern that what she described as the government's liberal approach to morality issues is contributing to moral decay in the country. This need for government to be more resolute in upholding Christian values by publicly denouncing vices such as sodomy, rape, sexual perversion, corruption and other immoral practices, Reverend Somaili said. She further warned that increased liberalism could expose the country to more spiritual attacks, undermining the moral and social fabric of the nation.
You know, they are liberal. They are liberal. They opened up. Yeah, it's in their constitution. They are liberal and they work with other liberal organizations outside the country. So that is contrary to what I believe in. We need to have principles in life. It's sad to see people who jump from this place to that place just for money. No. Yeah. We have to have a heart
Lusaka City Council LCC says that a total of 1,106 marriages have been registered and legalized by the Lusaka City Council in the second quarter of 2025. The local authority says the figure represents a slight decrease of 59 marriages or 51% compared to the same period in 2024 when 1,165 marriages were legally conducted. In a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today, LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba has encouraged more couples to legalize their marriages as the council continues with its intensified mass sensitization efforts and public campaigns highlighting the importance of legalized unions. LCC is working diligently to bridge the information gap by educating the public on how to marry legally through the local authority and in accordance with the Marriage Act, which has yielded positive results, with more couples choosing to formalize their unions through legal channels, said Ms. Mwamba. Ms. Mwamba has encouraged all couples to follow the legal process and register their marriages to avoid future complications. She further said legalized marriages offer formal recognition and protection under the law, safeguarding the rights and ensuring long-term security.
The figure represents a slight decrease of 59 marriages or 5.1% compared to the same period in 2024 when 1,165 marriages were legally conducted by the local authority. To encourage more couples to legalize their marriages, the council has continued with its intensified mass sensitization efforts and public campaigns, highlighting the importance of legalized unions. The Lusaka City Council remains committed to supporting the community by providing clear and accessible information on the marriage registration process.
Energy expert Johnston Chikwanda has described the Energy Regulation Board's ERB latest upward adjustment in fuel pump prices as a long overdue relief for an industry that had been bleeding from a string of continuous price reduction. Mr. Chikwanda says there has been a clear expectation within the petroleum sector for an upward adjustment as previous price cuts had resulted in significant financial losses for suppliers and retailers. Speaking to RCV News in Lusaka today, Dr. Chikwanda said that the continuous price cuts left the industry bleeding with losses on stock at hand, which ran into millions of kwacha. The development is a slight headroom for the petroleum industry, which has been grappling with challenges linked to frequent and sometimes unpredictable price shifts, said Dr. Chikwanda. He further noted that while the price increase may slightly ease the operational pressures on oil marketing companies, it is not expected to have a significant impact on the prices of general goods and commodities. On Sunday, August 31st, 2025, the Energy Regulation Board, ERB, announced the pump price adjustment as part of its monthly fuel price review, with petrol moving from 28 kwacha to 29 kwacha 18 ngwe, while diesel is now 25 kwacha 2 ngwe from 23 kwacha 13 ngwe respectively.
There was an expectation from the industry for a fuel pump price upward adjustment. The continuous price cuts, which we saw over the past 3-4 months, left the industry bleeding with losses on stock at hand, which ran into millions of kwacha. At least this slightly upward adjustment will give the industry some slight headroom to maneuver.
Bank of Zambia has commenced the issuance of new 100 kwacha and 50 kwacha banknotes under the Heritage Series, while simultaneously beginning the withdrawal of the old 100 kwacha and 50 kwacha denominations from circulations. Recently, Bank of Zambia announced that starting 1st September 2025, it will begin the issuance of newly upgraded 50 kwacha and 100 kwacha banknotes. Bank of Zambia Assistant Director Communications, Besnard Mwanza, says that the withdrawal of these old notes is being carried out in accordance with the provisions of Statutory Instrument Number 9 of 2025 issued by the Minister of Finance and National Planning, Dr. Stumbekom Sokotwane. With this milestone, we have now completed the full rollout of the Heritage Series banknotes into circulation, said Ms. Mwanza in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today.
The bank has commenced the issuance of the new 100 kwacha and 50 kwacha banknotes.